AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's graduation day at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The AP's Haya Panjwani reports some pro-Palestinian graduates walked out.
Hundreds of students in graduation robes walked out of the Harvard commencement chanting, "Free, free Palestine," after weeks of protest on campus and a day after the school announced that 13 Harvard students who participated in a protest encampment would not be able to receive their diplomas alongside their classmates. Some students also chanted, "Let them walk," referring to allowing those 13 students to get their diplomas along with fellow graduates. During the ceremony, student speaker Shruti Kumar said 1,500 students had petitioned and nearly 500 staff and faculty had spoken up all over the sanctions on those students. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says Ticketmaster charges way too much for concert tickets.
It is time to break it up.
The Justice Department is filing an antitrust lawsuit against Ticketmaster and parent company Live Nation.
With exclusive agreements that cover more than 70% of concert ticket sales at major concert venues across the country, Ticketmaster can impose a seemingly endless list of fees on fans.
Live Nation has denied its practices violate antitrust laws. AAA predicts this will be the busiest start of the summer weekend in nearly 20 years. 43.8 million people are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home. Getting there won't be cheap. Kathy Larco is traveling out of Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
Made me use my miles to book travel, because the flights were expensive.
Democrats in the Senate are trying for a second time to push ahead with a bill to clamp down on the number of migrants allowed to claim asylum at the border with Mexico. The FCC is fining a political consultant $6 million for sending AI-generated robocalls mimicking President Biden's voice to voters ahead of the New Hampshire primary. This is AP News. New numbers are out on jobs.
The good news? The number of layoffs is still historically low. 8,000 fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. There are still plenty of jobs and the economy is still broadly healthy thanks to strong consumer spending. But there are some signs to note. The government says there were 8.5 million job openings in March. That's the lowest number of vacancies in 3 years. And companies have been announcing more job cuts recently, mostly in technology and media. Google parent company Alphabet, Apple, and eBay have all recently announced layoffs, and companies announcing job cuts also include Walmart, Peloton, Stellantis, Nike, and Tesla. Overall, almost 1.8 million Americans were on unemployment during the week that ended May 11th. I'm Rita Foley.
A climber from Kenya attempting to scale Mount Everest has been found dead near the summit. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.